This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm sitting here covering all this news, and I'm not going to get into my personal stuff, but, you know, you get a text, you find out something personal about a family member, maybe not making it through the day. You find out about people from your high school that have died. Multiple people from my high school have died from a heroin overdose. It's really sad, and I'm just sitting here thinking about just how precious life is, and I'm looking at these Democrats that cling to all of this fake news. And not, I mean, it's just nonsense. They virtue signal all day long, and you're just sitting here like, you support abortion. How can you sit here and virtue signal all day over these non-issues when you don't even protect the unborn life of innocent humans? It's just sickening. And even politically, if you want to say, all right, I'm pro-choice because you can't stop abortions. All right, you know what? But these people go out in the streets. They want people to die. They want abortion. They literally want abortion. And then when you tell Black Lives Matter, why don't you protest in front of the abortion clinics? Why don't you protest for the millions of black aborted babies? More black people are aborted than any other race. Why aren't you talking about that? You don't get anything. They don't care. They don't even care about life. It's like they hate themselves so much that they take for granted everything they've been given so much that they're just constantly filled with hate. And they want to hold up their signs that say love trumps hate. But in reality, in their lives, hate has trumped love. And I think that's obvious now when you've got the L.A. Pride Parade, the gay pride parade in L.A. that's been going on for decades. They're not doing it this year. Instead, what they're having in its place, an anti-Trump march. I mean, Trump, in a way, Kathy Griffin was not kidding. I mean, Trump has literally ruined these people's lives. But it's not Trump. It's the mainstream media that lied about Trump. It's the mainstream media that lied to them, told them Hillary was going to win. They were sold a false bill of goods. They invested everything in the false bill of goods, and they lost it all. So now they're behaving like petulant children, like mindless zombies, and we're truly seeing the nature of these mindsets, of these people's mindsets out on the streets. Alex Jones is about to be back, folks. There's all kinds of news, literally a stack of news here. And again, you know, Megyn Kelly is such a joke, okay? I'm just sorry. I mean, here's the thing about Megyn Kelly and people of Megyn Kelly's ilk. She wouldn't even know what to do with one stack of news here. I've got six stacks of news. I got through maybe one of them, just the politics section. I didn't even get through all of that. There's six other stacks that Alex is going to get to. Megyn Kelly would sit down. She wouldn't even know what to do. She'd quit. She'd ask, can you please turn the heat up? I'm cold. Somebody, where's the teleprompter in this studio? Where's the teleprompter? Anyway. You know, and again, here, more nature of the left. Controversial Julius Caesar play opens to standing ovation in Central Park. These people are giving a standing ovation at the site of the president's assassination. What is wrong with these people? And then Delta Airlines comes out and says, look, this isn't even a political issue with us. This is not tasteful. This is disgusting. Why would we support art that depicts the president getting assassinated? Which isn't art. It's clearly a political message. They have women and black people stabbing him, which is clearly a subconscious, subliminal message. So that's all this is. Snoop Dogg pretends to assassinate Trump. Kathy Lee Griffin pretends to assassinate Trump. These people want Sharia law in America. They have become ISIS. We are now fighting ISIS.
It's loving.
Ah! Oh,
liberal.
I love you.
Sharia is peaceful. Islam. All hail Allah.
Alex Jones coming up, breaking news on the other side.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
A lot of people say, Alex, you ought to watch out. Hillary Clinton's overthrown countries. She's been connected to the murder of hundreds of people in Arkansas and D.C. You're really poking a monster. Don't you know they could come after you? Well, of course I know that. They have come after me. They're trying to kill my character and kill my name through the giant, corrupt MSM media that they control. The entire narrative that I'm being hit with right now, the number one news story yesterday to the top five today is Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly. That's the top search. yesterday, according to Google, according to Twitter, you name it. And it's just going to go on throughout the next week when this piece supposedly airs. And the show that she hosts doesn't even have that many viewers. It's the spectacle and the disinformation and the lies and the twisting my quotes. That's what this is really all about, to destroy what the establishment sees as one of the main bastions of Americana and liberty left, that is watching Trump's flank as he attempts to cut the taxes, secure the border, turn the stock market back on, and bring our jobs back. Say what you want. He's an American president. He's actually in charge, and they don't like it. Special interests think they own this country. They think they own you. I want to be clear. I, as an individual, am very, very proud of these attacks. I am very, very honored. I'm holding my head very, very high in front of trendies that run up to me at stores and on the street and laugh and say I've lost my children, and say that I got sued over Sandy Hook. They just mix it all together in lies. I've not been sued. The one lawsuit was Chobani Yogurt, and they couldn't wait to get out of it. Let's just say we're very, very pleased with what happened in the settlement. As I said, I would never give up, and I would be victorious. And, well, they don't want the details of the settlement out. Let's just say it's not cash on the bottom for Mr. Jones, like Mr. Colbert said. No, that'd be the bizarro world interpretation. We don't know about bizarro world. It's butt backwards. But I'm not going to get into the settlement there. The point is that I figured out what these lawsuits and threats of suits are about. It's to get a PR campaign going that I'm in trouble, that we're declining, that we're collapsing. They've even run that PSYOP here, I've learned lately, in Austin against us, and some weak minds believed it. We've never had more visitors. We've never had more support. We've never had more affiliates. We've never been reaching more people in the aggregate. To be clear, maybe give me a document cam shot for TV viewers. If you go back to the launch of InfoWars in 1996, registered 1997, so the real launch is about 1997 to 2017, the growth curve, ought to go into Google Analytics and show folks this, has been basically something about like this. And then the election came, and then we went down a little bit from that peak, but are on a new plateau. And normally the summer is a slower time. We're now growing back towards our peak in the summer. Unprecedented. While all other libertarian and conservative sites have gone down after the election, and leftist sites have gone down even further, not us. We're climbing back to an all-time high. So rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. And that's why MSM, that's why the enemy media is in a total hysteria, because they've got better analytics than we do. They know. We can just see our sites and our platforms. It's untold the effect that InfoWars videos and articles and your commentary and your analysis is having, because our videos, our articles get spread. Other people make videos about them, or you comment on them, and it's just exponential, not just in cyberspace, but on the ground. Know this. In our information warfare offensive against the globalist forces that have hijacked this nation, we're having devastating victories. I'd liken this to 1944, World War II. We're closing in on the Reich Chancellery underneath the government building there in Berlin. And the enemy's going to sit there and declare they've had victory until the very end. The Megyn Kellys and the Sumner Redstones and the Michael Moores and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Hillary Clintons and the Barack Obamas, these arrogant war criminal, anti-American, radical jihad-backing scum like Chelsea Clinton crawls out from under the refrigerator at midnight to say that I'm a cockroach. Oh, yeah. That's one of the statements out of her mouth, reportedly, and others. Lady, your family is what I would describe as the closest thing to cockroaches, but that's an insult to cockroaches. I mean, total crime, total evil, constantly hanging out with pedophiles, constantly hanging out with people convicted of abusing children, child predators, from Wiener to your daddy to all of them. Well, your stepdaddy. We all know Hubble's your real daddy, Webster Hubble. And you're in the WikiLeaks with with the CYA going, these people are dying. We're killing these people. We're stealing billions as they starve to death and their water supply has cholera, mommy and daddy. But you didn't do anything to stop it. You knew you were murdering thousands of little children. Chelsea Clinton personally oversaw the murder of children, that fat pig, that disgusting maggot. I call her a fat pig. I don't mean physically a fat pig. I mean her bloated greediness, her spirit weighs about 85 trillion, pounds of pus. And then you climb out from under a refrigerator in the middle of the night, point your antennas at me with some big PR firm they've been running with Bloomberg for years that I hate the children of Sandy Hook and I hope they all this other BS. My listeners didn't believe a word. We had the email from Bloomberg the day before saying, get ready for the big event. Get ready to have our big rollout tomorrow. And then the porta potties were being delivered an hour after the shooting, on and on and on. All we said is, boy, somebody knew this was coming, and they were sure geared up for it with PR. And then a lot of listeners thought the feds went in and shot all the kids, and other listeners thought it was all crisis actors. And then other listeners thought it all happened and was real, and we had debates about it and looked at it. Because when you've got a government staging that babies had their brains stomped out by Iraqi troops in Kuwait to start the war in 1990-1991, and it's admitted all to be a PR firm and completely fake, and then other PR firm garbage, and the white helmets caught staging terror attacks, that's mainstream news, to get us into the latest war, and ISIS caught staging chemical attacks, and our media going along with it and promoting it under Obama. If our government will back ISIS and Al-Qaeda to kill hundreds of thousands of people and put tens of thousands of women and children into sex slavery, and that's even mainstream news, and get away with that, absolutely Obama and Hillary and the globalists would be capable of going in and killing kids in a staged event or having actors. They're completely and totally capable of it. But I have never waffled on my stance on this. The media has taken the fact that I've covered all the angles and said, we don't know, but it's legitimate to question because they're such liars. Then they hold up a mother or a father. These people look legitimate and say, no, I lost my child. And we're like, okay, then that may have happened. The point is, we can't believe a word comes out of this corrupt government's mouth when it was run by the Clintons and Obama and others. They've been caught lying so many times and rigging elections and stealing and killing and everything else. It's totally normal when CNN's been caught faking locations and faking events over and over and over again. So they act like I'm waffling. They go, sometimes he says the feds killed everybody. Other times he says it was all actors. Other times he says it's all real. Because I've sat there and war-gamed just like I just did, completely straight shooting right out of Texas in everybody's face. That's what they can't handle. So they can take those clips, probably be on the news tonight. Jones said the feds shot everybody. First he said it was actors. No, you edited out of context, and Hillary did what I said. And I stand by what I said 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I stand by what I said last night. I stand by what I said today. Now, some will ask, in this whole PSYOP war, where we use truth, they use lies, why have you announced last night? Or maybe you didn't hear it because it got almost no coverage. Number one story in the country, bigger than Sessions' testimony coming up. Right now, that's becoming the top story, but the two stories are at the top. And I come out and make a statement to millions of people live on live streams, bypassing MSM, Dinosaur Media. And I say, Megyn Kelly told me it wasn't about this, that she misrepresented what I said in that edit to make it look like that I'm absolutely saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. And that's not what I said. I said I did believe kids died at it, and I'm sick of this, and I'm tired of it. And so, you know what? I join with folks and say, don't air it. Not because I'm scared of the interview, but because I don't need media to be, quote, legitimized. It's a joke. It's an attack piece. But I wanted to then jump into the narrative and force them to report that I'm saying Sandy Hook probably happened. But they won't do it. Only Zero Hedge and USA Today and a few others ran it. Thousands of other publications say I doubled down and that I'm saying the parents aren't real and they're liars. Then the parents go on TV, take the quote they've been given, and say, I said it. This is the media deceiving. Just like they say the Iraqis took babies out of incubators and stomped their brains out. Never happened. Hell, they'll probably say I took babies at Newtown out of incubators at the hospital that day and bashed their brains out. I didn't do that either. These are known liars manipulating this country, and I'm so sick of these psychological parasites and what they're doing, and they hate my guts because our straight talk and our straight shooting cuts through their mountains of lies, and they can't stand it. Now, CNN just got caught in huge fake news again. So did MSM.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
From the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We're in a massive battle for the future of Western civilization. We are seeing the anti-freedom pro-Islamic globalist media engaged in total war against the few European nations trying to pull out of globalism, against the UK, against the United States, and against Australia, against other countries like Brazil that are trying to get out of it as well. And just during the break, I was walking around, and there I am on Fox News. And then earlier I was in the break room, and there I am on CNN. I mean, it is top two story, top number one or number two, you can debate it, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, or the testimony of the attorney general today. Questions swirl around him. He didn't put on a form that he met with the Russian ambassador, because the FBI said you don't do that as a senator, obviously, because you obviously meet with him in your capacity. We mean separately in your private life. And they all know that, but that's fake news. So now there's hearings about that and grilling. Why did he fire Comey? Because the Democrats said he was the worst ever, and he's totally political. And three of the people on the new Mueller investigation that head it are all Democrats and Democrat donors. This is absolutely sickening, and we've got big Mueller news coming up at the start of the next segment as well. I've got inside baseball, inside scoops, and a bunch of clips we're going to get to as well. CNN's Brian Stelter bemoans inherent distrust the public has for the media. But then 2 weeks ago, we have CNN caught producing fake protest scenes that violate just the 101 handbook of journalism. And here's today. But we're supposed to trust these people. Fake news. MSNBC pretends Obama campaign director is random woman on the street. They even stage it. Oh, who's this lady? Let's see what she thinks. Oh, fake news. Oh, but we're supposed to just trust them when they got caught doing blue screens at Sandy Hook and weren't on location and were caught staging shots. We're like, we don't know what happened. They probably killed some people. Well, we're sad, you know, sad for the folks, whatever. Don't blame gun owners, though. See how disingenuous that is, blaming gun owners. That have done nothing. We're the ones that should be mad, but instead they spin it around like, oh, you question the media that's known liars. You hate children. No, no, we don't hate the 500,000 Iraqis the Clintons killed with their expanded sanctions that Madeleine Albright said was a good thing. It's a good thing that they died. Let me play that clip again for you, because the fake left just bemoans how they get hurt and how they get sad. And that's what I'd said to Megyn Kelly. I'd said, you know, they lied about WMDs. They lied about the babies in the incubators. And they're lying about what happened in Iraq, but the media doesn't cover that. And then she just cuts it in with me saying something about Iraq, where it just sounds like I just threw that in when I've been talking to her about Newtown for 30 minutes. But that's how they do it. That's how they deceive. So imagine, I'm one of the top two stories in the country right now, InfoWars, and I've come out and said, I believe kids died at Newtown. That's because I can't prove it any other way. I have major questions. I've investigated, but just out of an abundance of caution, a lot of those folks look like they're really grieving. I'm sad for them. I said that 4 years ago. We've looked at all three angles. Did the government completely do it? Is it staged or is it real? Because the public doesn't buy stuff that known liars do. And they won't run it when I go on and talk to a million people online that tuned into different streams. Almost no coverage of Alex Jones saying, I believe people died at Newtown. The media has misrepresented what I said, and don't air the Megyn Kelly interview. Only a handful of news articles out of thousands cover it. Instead, they show Fox News, everywhere else, and say, Alex Jones says no kids died. Here he is at a press conference about something completely different. The only folks that got it totally accurate was Zero Hedge. Alex Jones implores NBC not to air interview with liar Megyn Kelly. JP Morgan pulls ads. Zero Hedge got it right. iBankCoin.com wrote the first story. I want to post that in full, that article on InfoWars.com right now. Because with a subcontext note from Alex Jones, this article gets it 110% right. It's got quotes to me 4.5 years ago saying, I don't know what happened in Newtown, but it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. Maybe all the kids really did die. Maybe it's totally fake like some say, or maybe they sent in a hit team to kill the kids. But there's a cover-up. It's got all my quotes going back to the beginning. A big, thoughtful analysis, questioning. And I'm not running from this. I'm proud of this. I love the enemy media attacking me. I love the fact they're lying and demonizing, because real people I got mobbed on the street today at a gas station and at a dental office. High fives everywhere. Just, it was incredible. Black people, Hispanics, male, female. High five, high five, high five. I saw a few people look scared of me. I mean, we're changing the world. We're in a war. This isn't going to be easy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Breaking news on Comey.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love the guy. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
No, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
It's fun.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the most in the world. You know, it's
that man is saying you watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a racist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So they're really mad that I will play clips of CNN, MSNBC staging interviews and faking things. And they faked dead children being killed, you know, children being murdered in incubators to launch wars that killed millions and millions of people. And the very same MSM that's been behind these wars, killing millions of people in the Arab Spring and funding the jihadists, they want to turn around and say that I don't care about kids because my listeners and myself questioned the official story from Newtown? You bet we did. We don't believe a word comes out of MSM's mouth. I mean, they said for 2 days that the San Bernardino attackers weren't Muslims. They told us, you know, don't call the gay nightclub attack. They came out and said, you know, whatever you do, don't you ever, ever, you know, call that Islamic. So it's simply amazing. Now, before I go any further, I want to play some of these clips since we've got them here. And the first clip I want to play, we're just going to run these clips in together. Fake news, MSNBC pretends Obama campaign director is random woman on the street. In a Vox Pop segment about the testimony of former FBI Director James Comey, MSNBC was caught trying to pretend that a former Obama campaign director was just a random woman on the street. And then under the article by Paul Watson, we have a bunch of other examples of where they've just been recently caught doing this again, like 2 weeks ago with the fake Islamic demonstrators being herded in to do this. And then again, we're supposed to just trust people that lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. So I'm going to run these pieces together. I'm going to run CNN's Brian Stelter bemoans inherent distrust the public has. In the background, show the latest fake CNN footage. Then we're going to show MSNBC pretends Obama campaign director is a random woman on the street. And then we're going to air the clip of a CNN cameraman on election night at 3 in the morning when he learns Hillary's lost, blowing up and yelling and acting like he's just a citizen on the street. This is the fakeness, and this only scratches the surface of these incredible deceivers. And now they want to set the precedent that people like Alex Jones aren't even allowed on the air. So Megyn Kelly has to stop her interview with me because they don't want to legitimize me. Give me a break. There's nothing more discrediting, you know, than MSM agreeing with you. I wanted to be interviewed because I knew this was a set up hit piece so that everyone that's already awake would be reminded that we trailblazed exposing these monsters. This is a badge of honor and courage. And the fact that brainwashed people and brain damaged people and zombies and useful idiots and fools and followers and weaklings and quislings are buying into this, I'm trying to reach them with hardcore knowledge. But some of them you can't help. We're here assaulting the globalists, assaulting the fake media. We're going to Lionel, former prosecutor and media analyst, to give his take on all this here in just a moment. But first, here are those clips back to back.
If you don't believe the media, then you probably don't believe that the Trump administration's had a dysfunctional few months. If you don't believe the media, you might not believe that Russia's meddling in last year's election is a very big deal. The trust in the media has been low for years and getting lower. And the president feeds that inherent distrust with tweets like this. Here he is this morning saying, the fake news MSM doesn't report the great economic news since Election Day. Obviously, the press does report on job creation, stock market records, etc. There are entire business channels. But I think what he means is he wants the press to report it more often, more positively. In any case, we can see how this anti-media rhetoric is having a real effect. A new Quinnipiac poll shows that more than half the country, 52%, believes Trump has changed American attitudes toward the news media for the worse. 22% says he's changed attitudes for the better. And 20% say he hasn't had an impact.
An estimated 19 million Americans watched former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before Congress on Thursday, and now we're hearing reaction from people across the country about whether Comey or President Trump is more believable.
It's clear message is that you should not continue with this investigation.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And the fact that he would make a very specific request to have everybody else leave the office so that he would be alone with Comey, for me, speaks volumes.
Because we've been talking about things that don't matter, things that about personality, not policy, and there needs to be a call to action, and I need Hillary to stand up right now and walk in and sue the United States of America and say, back when black people couldn't, right, they couldn't vote, right? How many years ago your vote would have been one-third? Guess what? Today it still is. Today, right now, it still is.
So you don't feel like this was a fair election because it looks like Donald Trump won fair and square.
How did he win fair and square? Hillary had more votes. More human beings voted for Hillary. This isn't fair. We didn't get one vote. You didn't get a vote. It's just like back in the day when your vote was one-third.
So the Electoral College, you're somebody who wants to blow that up. You want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Just count the votes. It's ridiculous. Hillary, you're a lawyer. Walk in, go to the Supreme Court. I believe in you, Hillary. I've been to Rwanda. I've been to your hospital in Rwanda. I've seen all the good you've done. Well, I believe in you. Women need you. Minorities need you. I need you. Chicago needs you. We all need you. This country needs you to stand up and walk into the Supreme Court and say one vote equals one vote. What's wrong with that? So what's the debate?
You definitely feel his passion. There's other people out here who feel the same way.
So that was a admitted fake news CNN psyop. Oh, here's a random man on the street. No, he's the cameraman, the producer, as well. He's also a producer. And he just gets in front of the television and lies to you and then launches the narrative right as it's announced at 3 a.m. that Trump's the winner, that we need to overthrow this president. And here we are 8 months later. And they hate it. The economy's turned around. The borders are getting secured. Sovereignty is being returned. We're out of the TPP. We're out of the carbon tax that is only on the West, not on China and India. It's meant to shut us down. And they are so angry because they're bought and paid for by the multinational corporations that have pretty much taken this country over and are exploiting it just like third world nations. We're going to Lionel, our guest, former prosecutor, and of course, syndicated radio and TV host in his own right in a moment. Before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to extend this one more day because it's so popular, and quite frankly, no big deal. They didn't take it down today. I came in and said, what are the new specials? And they said, we haven't come up with those yet. So I said, let's just extend Super Blue, fluoride-free, made-in-America toothpaste with iodine, colloidal silver, tea tree oil, peppermint, and more, super concentrated in a new advanced space-age tube. It's amazing. Our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock, 33% off retail price, but it will end today. The bubblegum for children flavor is out. Deep research indicates that unhealthy gums can contribute to the development of heart disease and even heart attacks. Now, that's the American Dental Association. You see, with bacteria infect your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and contribute to blood clots. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with the good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Superblue also contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Superblue chosen by our dental experts and formulation scientists include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and more. Learn about Superblue formula and read about all the research at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Also, an additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. The new Emrex Essentials are in, the shampoo, the natural bug spray, the natural sunscreen, the 10-to-1 organic essential oil mouthwash that will blow you away for the same price as a regular bottle of toxic mouthwash. It's 10-to-1 concentrated natural body wash from one of the top organic brands in the country. Private labeled by us because the owner's a patriot. That's right. This is a godsend. A lot of people are freaking out. A lot of liberals and trendies that go to Whole Foods are like, because that is one good thing they do. They have some good products there. They're like, well, wait a minute. I've seen this deodorant before. I've seen this. This is like an end cap. This is one of the top brands. Yes, it is. Now private labeled Emrex Essentials. 25% off when you sign up for auto ship on that. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, Super Combo. This is the new special we're running this week. It's Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and BioTru Selenium that's now back in stock for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The two go together electrochemically like a horse and carriage. People ask how I have so much energy. It's BioTru Selenium and X2. The problem is it's raised my libido and helped clean out my body and block all the bad estrogens, according to my own research. Do your own, talk to your own physician, that I'm turbocharged. And so it has accelerated my hair falling out, bottom line. But it's deficiencies in selenium and iodine that are in studies, lowered IQ, libido. It's totally jacking with women. Check it out. Talk to your physician or healthcare provider. Do your own research. It's amazing. But in my own personal life, it's been a world changer. Survival Shield and BioTruth Selenium, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, joining us is Lionel. And, of course, we'll give you his website. It's LionelMedia.com. He's at Lionel Media on Twitter. Does a great job. Former prosecutor in a big city in Florida. And, of course, big syndicated radio and TV host for years on different big platforms out of New York City. I don't really know his view yet. I follow him almost every day, but I haven't the last few days. I heard he wanted to pop on. I don't know his view on Megyn Kelly yet or this being one of the top stories in the world. I just know they're misrepresenting what I've said. And I'm asking myself, why are they doing this? To get at Trump? To get at the new media? They don't have this much propaganda before they launch a major war. I mean, I feel like I'm Saddam Hussein or something. Lionel, what do you think's going on?
You pose an existential threat to the legacy media. First of all, whoever was the brain surgeon who said, let's get Alex Jones. Let's get Alex Jones, who, by virtue of your Kevlar soul, is not susceptible or capable of bad information or publicity. It's your oxygen. Who was the idiot who said, let's get Alex Jones, number one? And number two, mate, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you try to catch him? What, have you ever heard him? The man's encyclopedic. Why don't you catch him? Why don't you bring something up? Why don't you say, Alex, why would you ever doubt the official story of 9/11? The man can do it in a coma. What are you doing? What are you, nuts? Now, understand, Alex, my dear friend, this is a woman who left Fox, okay? She left Fox. She's going to NBC, causing an absolute cataclysm. She is the ice queen. They're going crazy. They loathe. They detest. They abhor her. She is there. The new princess, this Brigitte Nielsen wannabe, this doppelganger, the ice queen who has the personality spectrum from A to B. And this is a woman who comes along and she says, I'm going to do this. Now, she's handed Trump, post that blood comment, okay? And by the way, this may be more emblematic of her career after this than anything else. But anyway, so she is now handed Trump. Who in their right mind could have possibly have lost with the president-to-be of the United States? What happens? She loses to some age-old rerun on 60 Minutes. Fine. Strike two now. She goes to Putin. Who in their right mind cannot win with an interview with Putin? Who? A baby could go and win number one. Not Megyn Kelly. She sucks the oxygen out of the air and she basically loses. Now she comes up with you. What is the most amazing to all of us? First, I've got to say something. And you mentioned this before. How about that lighting, Darth Vader? How about that Beelzebub lighting? What were they trying to do with that? Why don't you have had spooky music as a third, you know, the background? Why don't we just Alex Jones, dun, 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 with a light coming this way? Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? Now, what she should have done, Alex, and this is the most important, if she really wanted to catch you, and if you heard your answer, this had to have been edited, was it not, sir? Because nobody speaks this with such an obvious lack of congruity. It didn't make any sense. Because
absolutely. She was on, you know, this is a prosecutor, and she was a former a lawyer and did a lot of cross-examinations. And my mistake was saying, sure, come here all day. So they were here 9:30 until almost 11 at night. She was here from 12 until almost midnight. She interviewed me three times for approximately 4 hours total. And by the third interview that was almost 2 hours long, she spent 30 minutes on Sandy Hook. And so I would say, what do you mean? Of course I question. They lied about WMDs. And, you know, then they didn't care when 500,000 kids died. And she goes, oh, that's a dodge. So they cut things out so it's incongruent. And I kept saying, listen, lady, I didn't change my story. I said it could be completely staged. It could be actors. It could be completely real. I've been saying that since day one. I was doing debates and devil's advocate. I've been saying since the beginning it was probably real. They took it out of context. And then she just has something about, I made all these statements before the media got concerned about it. It just sounds like I'm saying incoherent crap. And that's why I'm mad at her. And that's why I want the piece to be canceled, because she's clearly done a Katie Couric here and totally scrambled the interview.
Now, what I would have done, and I'm sure you did, is I would have told Megyn Kelly, now you do understand that whereas you have limitations of time, I don't. I've got a camera here recording all of this.
You know, this is what happened. They didn't want us to tape it. They didn't want us to have a camera. I said we wouldn't. I'm a man of my word. But some of the guys that came along did tape it. We can boost the audio. And I did take my phone call with her when she was saying, oh, it's not a hit piece. I promise we're not going to get into all this. I've got it on tape. So I've got her lying to me.
Alex, what does that tell you? How many times when you do an interview do you say, I'm bringing my own recorder? And they always say, well, of course, do that. May I suggest how I would have tried to catch somebody? If I think somebody really is a nut, which I do not think right now, but if I did, do you know what I would have done? You know how I would have done it? I would have realized, first of all, that I'm not going to catch you by going after a particular fact because you know these facts. You know more facts than I. In fact, all you had to do was say, you know, Megyn, is there any particular aspect of what I said in the past you have a problem with?
No, but listen, I'll be honest. They were smart to have me all day. They knew they got me when I was tired. I didn't even do the best job, but it doesn't matter. They're editing all together. So tell me as a prosecutor what you would have done. I should have just been like Putin and given short answers and said, that's it. But this is nuanced stuff, and I knew they'd take out of context other clips of things I'd said, and so I was really trying to give them an honest answer. If she then butchers that and edits that, that's her problem. Lionel with Lionel Media, straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Jones from 1810 to 1913.
You know, folks, made his great I don't put a good face on things.
To 103.
Unless there's really a good face on it. And the weak-minded out there, they're going to see me getting attacked. They're going to see me getting demonized everywhere. Yet, war-level propaganda. I mean, you see this level of brainwashing before they launch an illegal war. I mean, this is war-level. It's a war against Trump. It's a war against the new independent media. And it's a war against the public to think, hey, this is persona non grata. And it's a very big miscalculation because everybody knows MSM lies. Everybody knows they deceive. And the majority of people are then going to ask themselves, why are they demonizing this guy so much? It's a major miscalculation unless they're preparing to kill Trump and then try to shut the press down. And I talked to several people, high level, formerly, which there's never any formerly, high-level State Department, high-level CIA, high-level Pentagon. And they said the word is the preparations are being made to kill the president. So Lionel's a smart prosecutor, big national media pundit. He says it makes no sense. Nobody who's smart says it makes sense unless they're going for broke. They thought Hillary was going to win too, folks. They lost because they ran a corpse. I mean, I wasn't, you know, all behind Trump even early on either. Now he's done a lot of good stuff. You got to admire his courage. But asking Lionel, you know, what he would have done with Kelly, separate from that, we'll come in the next segment and get into that with him. Maybe he'll ride shotgun a little bit with Roger Stone coming up. But this is biblical. This is so epic. I'm not on a power trip. I mean, I'm actually at a core level not enjoying this, but as a man wanting to make history and fight evil, I'm very proud. I mean, my spirit tells me I've done a good job. My flesh is like, dude, you're really asking for it. These are dangerous killers that overthrow countries and put women into mass sex slavery for jihadists. I mean, that's what Hillary did. I mean, they rob hundreds of thousands of Haitians and tens of thousands die, and it's in their own WikiLeaks. They don't care. They'll give little kids cholera water. You know, Chelsea Clinton's a monster. So I don't have fun going up against these killers, but somebody's got to. And I think it shows how weak they are that they've got to engage in this whole thing. What do you think's really behind this, Lionel?
Well, first of all, it's desperation because she thought it would be a good idea to bring you in under some strange theory that somehow her ratings would be boosted. Look, let me tell you something. I've known you for a while, my friend, and I'm detecting in your voice a little bit of a gee, I shouldn't have done this. You were brilliant. Don't you understand something? You can't lose. It doesn't matter what they say. You were just exposed to an audience that would have never heard you. She loses. She's losing the advertising, not you, because you don't need advertising. She's the one who went on and basically had the hottest person to destroy who poses the first existential threat to legacy media. And instead of her doing it the right way, she basically cobbled this thing together. It does not matter. And what happens, the irony of this, the weird karma, she's losing, guess what, losing the advertising, and you're stronger. Everybody knows your name today. Everybody knows this. Now, one of the things you have to grasp, Alex, is that what she did was, by virtue of her cobbling this thing into this weird patchwork, all you have to do out of the first thing out of your mouth is tell the world, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. They edited this. Do you know they stole my words?
And that's
they
the first thing I said. And then I should have just shut up at that point because she kept asking. So I was trying to be honest, answering it. And so she just edited it together. But that's her fault. That's her problem.
She's not going to be here. Don't you understand? She's not going to be here. Like I said before, she had Trump, Putin, and now you. Her ratings, by the way, if she's still around, are going to be through the roof by virtue of all of this. Look, they may not be the smartest people, but they're not crazy. You watch how she milks it.
I understand, but let me ask you as we come back in 70 seconds then. Will they air it Sunday? Because then I clicked. The reason I say don't air it is they edited me to misrepresent, and I realize it's Father's Day. They're all saying, I did this on Father's Day. No, they rigged all this. I didn't think of this. They're the ones. This is so nasty. We're going to come right back. I should have looked at the date, but they didn't tell me what was going to air. Damn, these people.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first...